This call is being recorded.
I am Sananda, as you may have already guessed. I was the one who guided you somewhat in this experience. Continue to bring about the changes that are just in front of you and within you at this time now. And we wish for all of you to know that there is no separation. There never has been, never will be. Separation is only in your mind as a programming technique that has kept you from understanding and remembering fully who you are. But of course, when you came into this life, you came in purposely knowing that you would forget not only this life, but this entire evolution here on this planet. You knew that you would come here. You knew that you would forget all. But you also knew that there were many who were working alongside of you, with you, so that you would not completely forget, that there would always be an ember, a spark, that could ignite at any moment. And those sparks, those embers, have all ignited within you, each of you. And as they ignite, they turn into full flames. Flames of consciousness, flames of remembering. Violet flame that purges out all that has prevented you from being who you are. The times have come now, my dear friends, my brothers, my sisters. The times have come for you to take upon once again the mantle of remembering who you are and what you came here to do. We spoke of councils earlier. I have spoken of these councils. The councils of 12. And each of you here can be a part of these councils. Will be, if you but choose to volunteer for this. But it will not be the same kind of volunteering when you came here to this life, this evolution, not knowing what to expect. But when you volunteer for these councils, and that moment has arrived, you will know fully what is ahead. As you will remember completely who you are, what you are here for, and why you would be a part of these councils. Please understand that it will not be business as usual. Those times have passed. It will be time now, it will be the moment now, for all of consciousness to shift across the planet, and for you, each one of you, to be a part of that great shift. Some greater parts, some lesser parts, but each part is a whole within itself. There is no lesser or greater part, there only just is, in the moment, in the now. A mission. You all have a responsibility to yourselves and to all of those outside of yourself that are connected to you, as all are, to help them remember as well. Help them know and understand who they are. Come through the various problems, catastrophes, calamities, all of these things that have pervaded you over these many lifetimes. They will also come through these. It is up to you as the light workers, as the light bearers, to show them the way, just as I, as Yeshua, came to show you the way. I and many others have come to show you the way. You will also be there to show others the way. As I have said before, and I am saying again now, you are the way, the truth, and the life. There is no separation but the separation that you create for yourself. I am Sananda. All of my peace and love be with all of you. Till we meet again. Om Mani Padme Om Om Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here. Yes, it is the other one who serves, not the one you had last time. But we'll try to be funny too, okay? Try to keep you entertained somewhat.
Okay.
We do not have message at this time, but we only wish to say that you are all on the right track. You are all on the right track. And as you have spoken earlier in your group discussion about the coming together of the group process here, not as individuals, you are individuals, but you are also part of a group, part of a deeper, higher level understanding. And as this group, you have a responsibility, if you wish to allow for this. And as a part of this group, and with this responsibility, you are creating this new evolution here, this new level of light within the higher levels of consciousness here. You are creating the creation that you want. For you all have, we all have this ability. It is inherent within us as the creator process that we are. You have just simply forgotten. Many of you have forgotten the creative ability that you have. It has been clouded over, shrouded by the programming that you have become accustomed to here. But as you have heard many times, the veil is dropping. And as the veil continues to drop, so too will the programming. So too will your understanding of who you are not. For you are coming to understand who you are. So as you continue to allow this process to develop, as a group, you are coming together and creating an entirely new world, an entire new understanding. So, we said we did not have message, but we lied, I guess. Anyway, we are now ready for your question and answer. Well, your question, we provide the answer. The Shira who is standing by, fire away. Any questions here?
I have a question. This is Natalie. Thinking about the changes ahead and the change of our DNA. When are we going to know that the 12 friend's DNA have been finally connected.
Ashira, do you want to go first here?
I will, thank you.
As we have done all of the speaking so far here.
Very well done, actually. Natalie, you will know because you will awake and be aware. You will know because it has happened. It is something that is in progress. It is continuing to be in progress. You are going to be going through the healing chambers and really opening all of those areas of your understanding. And so it is not something that you have to prepare for or you have to work for. This is something that is occurring to you now. And when it is complete, you will stand and you will say, wow, I have new understanding, new beliefs, and I am a whole person. All right? Thank you. Yes. One who serves.
We wish to say here as well that it is already in the now. The process that is occurring is already happening. That your DNA is shifting. Your pineal glands are opening. And your high hearts are reawakening once again. So there are many things that are going on that are happening behind the scenes in your world, but also behind the scenes within your own inner world here. That you may not be aware of yet, including your very cellular structure becoming more crystalline. This is all a process that is happening. Now, that does not mean you can go to the medical profession here and have the test and they say, oh, your body is now crystal. That is not going to happen. They are not going to say, oh, your pineal gland is wide open. They're not going to say that because they do not even know what a pineal gland is for the most part, other than the fact that it is a particular gland. They do not know the processes, though, that are involved with this in terms of the higher frequency processes here and what happens here. And by golly, they surely will not know anything about this high heart thing here. They only know of the heart. And the chakras, forget that too, you see? So there is so much change that is happening. But it is happening at the deeper levels within you, at the higher levels within you. But as you have come to understand more and more, everything that happens first, at these levels that you are in now, first happens at the higher levels and then manifests downward from this. So just continue what is you're saying, keeping on, keeping on here. Okay? You are on the right track. Other questions here?
Yes, hi. This is Celia. I always receive a lot of visitors trying to preach me different religions into my house. And I receive them all with love, and I also, right at front, I let them know that I don't want to be converted into their religion. And I talk to them with great love and great respect, and I said that it would be wonderful for humanity if we respect each other where we are and not trying to say that you are wrong and I am right. And that will be at the mandate of love that Samantha Hagel taught. And they don't like that. They get defensive and they start reciting verses in the Bible, and the Bible is their God. So do you have any suggestions?
Yes, don't open the door.
Oh, boy.
Literally and figuratively as well. Don't open the door. You see?
But when you serve, they are very good people, too.
They are who they are, and you are who you are. And you are in an awakening process, and they are in their own awakening process. It just may be a little bit slower than you might consider necessary here. But you are you, and they are they. So just allow for the process to happen. All will not come along on this ascension process at this time. That is for sure here. Many more will than would have at your December 21st, 2012 time. Many were going to ascend at that time, as you know. But now there are many, many more who can as well, because you, as a collective consciousness, have sat back and waited for them and assisted them to come along. It is, as Sananda has said, you are running this marathon race and you are coming near to the end, and there are those of you that are ready to sprint across the finish line. There are those of you that are in the jogging motion now, just trying to get to the finish line. There are those of you that have slowed down to a crawl here. And there are those of you that have stopped entirely and are not going to continue, you see? And then it is up to you, once those of you that sprint across the finish line, to turn right around and go back across and help those that are struggling behind. That will be your mission if you choose to accept it. Sounds somewhat like Mission Impossible, no? But it is true. That will be your choice. Okay, does this answer your question?
Yes.
Maybe not quite the way you are looking. Like, what can you say to them or something of this nature? It is not what you say, it is how you respond or how you act around them. That is what will make the difference here.
So I'm not opening the door.
When they are ready, if they are ready, they will ask for your help and your assistance. Ashira, anything to add here?
Well, we know that there are many who are out knocking on doors to save people, because there's a common concern about the value of people in the world. And this is something that's been going on for a long time. We know this. But these are people who are in their third dimensional existence. These are people who are viewing the world from a specific viewpoint, from the Bible, and from all of these things that you have an awareness of and you have moved beyond. So it may seem trite to not open the door, but if you want to have a conversation with these people and tell them that you love them, that is wonderful. But if it is something that you choose not to do, then do not get into that with them at this point in time. After the event, many more people will have their eyes wide open. Many more people will be willing to listen. So be patient a little longer and be in your heart, Vidya. Know that everybody on the planet deserves your love, okay?
Yes.
Very good.
Yes. Thank you.
Wonderful. Other questions here?
I have one.
Yes.
So I'm going to make a comment, and I want you to comment on my comment. So it seems to me that anticipation, the state of anticipation, is an antithesis of going with the flow. And it seems like for me, and I don't know about for anybody else, that anticipation creates some kind of an attachment. Can you comment on that?
We can look at this as at a deeper understanding here, Joanna. You are one who tends to, as you say many times, to peel back the onion, to look at all the various levels and understandings that you can come to grips with. And there are many, though, that are not at that point, that are not ready for this. So, And many look at the world and they do not see the world through the colored glasses. They see the world as it appears in black and gray fashion here. In other words, dreary and dull. And for those especially, there is a need to create this anticipation. There is a need to even create hope at times, so that they will continue on. They will continue to move toward that finish line, not even knowing that there is a finish line to move toward. So we, as the Ascended Masters and all of the Galactics and the Agarthans and all that are working on this entire ascension process here, are all about creating this sense of anticipation to help and assist those of you to continue to move along and move toward that finish line and not fall behind and struggle and slow to a crawl or to a walk or to just stop altogether, you see? Without anticipation, many would feel like there is no need to go on. You see? Does this make sense to you?
Is anticipation the opposite of going with the flow?
Not necessarily. When we speak of going with the flow, we speak of sitting back, letting go, letting God hear, letting the light flow through you. We talk about letting the entire process of ascension take its course. But within that course, as you are rowing the boat or as you are in the boat going down the stream, going with the flow, there are times where you need to take your oar and steer the boat. You see?
Yeah.
So that is necessary. So it is not the antithesis of this, going with the flow. It is a process of going with the flow along here. Ashira, can you add anything to this?
No, I don't think so. I think we'll let that lie at the moment.
Very good. Does this answer your question, Joanna?
It does mostly. And I just have one more part, and that is, what I've seen, what I've experienced through myself and through others, that the state of anticipation creates an attachment to what they want things to be like, and then the disappointment sets in when the result or the thing doesn't turn out the way they wanted it to. And I see that a lot, so I want to know if anticipation is a road to often disappointment.
It depends on how you look at this. It can be that, but it can be, as we are saying here, a movement toward the finish line, a more creative process to move toward the finish line,
okay,
to allow for everything to happen and take its course within you, and to be a part of that, creating that course. You see? Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Very good. Are there other questions here?
Yes, I have a question. This is Sue, and it's probably a little bit more individual. And I don't know if you're going to care to give me feedback or comment, but I would appreciate it. Any insight. I do have this opportunity to move to Texas, and you know, I currently live in the Sedona area, which has many benefits of being here on this land and with this community. But the opportunity to move to Texas frees up my finances and my time tremendously, which then has its boomerang effect of having more time to develop my spirituality and seek more support, etc. Anyway, just any insight about helping me to come to a decision on whether to do this or not.
Ashira, do you want
to
go first?
Start with this. Thank
you.
If you look around, there are so many people who are being moved into new locations, new homes, new space. This could be one of those that could be an opportunity for you. We are not going to say you should do it or shouldn't do it, but we will say that this is time where many, many people are being given direction, that they are to be moving to a new location. It may not make sense to them at this point in time. There may be many reasons for it. So we would say, look at all of your options. And remember, when you move into the new vibrations, you move into your new higher order, that all kinds of travel will be easy for you. And so if you find yourself in Texas before all of this takes place, remember that in the fifth dimension, you will be manufacturing ways where you can get back and forth in other areas of the world in an instant by your thought, okay?
All right.
What is it?
We would say for you to go deeply within yourself and to ask the question within yourself to your higher God self. And if you feel the tendency to move is because of money or financial circumstances, and it does not resonate deeply within you at the heart level, then we would say it is not for you. But if it resonates at the heart level, if it comes as a whisper from your higher God self, and it feels right, then you go through with the move here. But also understand, as you do this, this is a temporary process here. This is not something for years down the road. You do not make a move, and not only to you who has asked this question, but to all. You do not make a move to a new state or a new country or a new planet or whatever it might be until it feels right to you. And knowing as you are contemplating these movements that they are not going to be something that is going to be permanent, because as Shira has said, so much will open in terms of travel and this type of thing, that the idea of whether to move and move all of your belongings and all of these things will become a moot point entirely, because you will not be moving in the future. You will not be moving with boxes and furniture and all of these things that you do now. You will be moving just yourself in a little box called the replicator. Okay?
Well, thanks for
that. You will be able to replicate the replicator, so that will not even be able to be.
I'm not totally there with feeling completely comfortable, which is why I asked the question. But and thank you so much for your guidance. I appreciate it.
Yes, very good. Are there other questions here?
Yes, this is Christine. I have a question. I had, it may be a stupid question, but I'm asking anyway. You know, the city comes by and trims the trees or out in the road and everything, and last time they did it, they pretty well slaughtered them. It bothered me a lot, so, you know, I caught them starting to do it, so I asked them to stop and, you know, went out and did it to myself. But, you know, because I normally don't, the more conscious I get over the years and over years, you know, I've always had a real connection to nature, but didn't really look at it as like a live soul like I do now, and it just really bothered me, made me physically sick, even though the whole time I was trimming them, I was asking, you know, telling them I love them and forgive me, and, you know, I'm sorry. You know, do you have any suggestions along those lines when I have to do something that, you know, if I don't do it, the city's going to do it, that bothers me?
This would be a situation where you let it be what it is. You have your feelings, you have your connection to nature, you have your understandings at the higher levels, the higher vibrations here, and what it all means, and you just continue to have that experience. But don't expect at this point to be able to convince others of your experience or of your understanding, because they are not ready to understand that the trees have souls, or that they have a life, they have a consciousness within them. You see, this is beyond most to be able to grasp this. Just simply look at that movie called Avatar, and you'll understand what we speak of here. There were those who certainly felt the connection with the planet, those of the native civilization there felt this connection, and there were those who wanted to mine and destroy the nature there, because they did not see that there was a life force there. But in the end of the movie, what came forth? What came forth was the life force here. And this is what was shown in this movie. Very good movie for grasping this concept here. Anything to add here, Ashira?
No, I agree fully. More and more information comes out for all to read about families of trees, families of biological elements upon the planet that are all connected. which is well illustrated in that movie Avatar. So you do what you need to do. Apologize to the trees, assure them that you know of their feelings, you know that you care about them, and that this is something that you need to do to have a happy, healthy life in your community and not have any grief on your side. They do understand. They do understand, my friend.
Good. Other questions here? And we are ready to release channel here. We are in the process here of creating your next experience. You have begun the process of this with what we call your advance. You call your advance as well. And we are in this process of creating this. It has already been established and determined at the higher levels what will take place. We are just coming to bring this to you. The beginnings of this, to understand what is going to happen there or what can happen based on the collective consciousness of the group at that time. Much can be created at that point. Much can be manifested. That is a key here, a little hint, okay? Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.
I am Ashira. Thank you so much for being with us today. Sharing with us what wonderful conversations that you enjoyed with one another. Always, this is the time to look within and to share without and with each other about what is going on in the world. Which say that this has been an important week for the world, and more things are coming from the back, coming from behind the curtain out into the world. And we know that you are looking at your sites, your favorite sites and alternative media every day. We know and we share with you the love that we have. They're beside you, working with you, walking with you, loving you. We know that at times it is difficult. But we also know that at times it is joyful. So come with us each and every day, moving through your life with a sense of joy. Give you our love and our peace.
Namaste. Namaste.